Greetings, Radiant viewers! We'll now visit the exciting city of Chicago, Illinois, USA again to meet vegan raw food pioneer and the forever young Karen Calabrese. Ms. Calabrese has been featured on many national popular television programs, such as The Oprah Winfrey Show, CBS Sunday Morning News, and NBC's The Today Show, plus featured in Chicago's two largest newspapers, The Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. She has also been honored with the first annual Raw and Living Foods Golden Branch Award in 2002 for introducing the idea of raw and living foods to the greatest number of people in mainstream society.
All the women in my family died overweight and very young. I was just 64 2 days ago, and I don't know what illness is. I don't know what being tired. It just isn't a part of my world or my vocabulary.
Her positive attitude and boundless energy have helped her maintain the longest operating raw food restaurant in the United States. Karen's passion for clean living and her love of life are her greatest motivations. 30 years ago, she used raw foods and detoxification to heal herself of allergies, skin problems, fatigue, and many other physical ailments, and has since been a radiant example of the incredible benefits of plant-based living.
I haven't had meat, fish, chicken, or dairy in 42 years now. Wow. And it has served me very well. I don't get sick, I don't get tired, I went through menopause with no symptoms, I've got the same body I had at 16, and I work 16 hours a day, 6 days a week at 64.
Are you ready to spend some time with the charming and forever young Miss Karen Calabrese? Let's go for a visit to her kitchen to learn some of her brilliant recipes of food perfection.
Hi, I'm Karen Calabrese, and we're here today at my raw vegan restaurant, and I'm going to be making some food for you. So everybody always asks me, what do you eat, Karen, for breakfast? And I like to remind people there's no such thing. We weren't born with a little tag on our foot saying, feed this at 9, this at 12, and this is six at 6. In reality, we're supposed to eat when we're hungry. But what I like to do is start off my day with a green smoothie. And the green smoothie kind of feeds my body everything it needs for the day, and it really sustains me until the afternoon when my body starts asking for more fuel. So my favorite green smoothie is, of course, my green meal shake. I have my own products here, but there are many things out on the market. You don't have to use my green meal. So what I like to do is take a product called Rejuvelac, and we sell it, but it's very easy to make. You can get it in my book, or there are many recipe books out there. And what it is a fermented, good protein drink, and it's made with sprouted spring wheat berries, and it's going to give us the good bacteria. But if you don't have Rejuvelac, you could use all apple juice, or in actuality, you could use any juice that you're comfortable with. So I'm going to do a combination of the Rejuvelac, it's also B vitamins and B12, and I'm going to add some organic apple juice to this, and then I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of my green meal, and once again, this could be 2 tablespoons of any green food that you like, because in actuality the human body is supposed to be existing on 70% chlorophyll a day. So you really want to make sure you're getting in lots of greens. This is your oxygen, this is your enzymes. And then I'm going to put in 2 tablespoons of flax oil. Actually, you could use any oil you're comfortable with, if it's an oodles oil or a coconut oil, any oil, but we like to use the flax oil here. We're going to put in 2 tablespoons because we're supposed to have salt, fat, and sugar every day. And then I'm going to put in 2 tablespoons of lecithin and granules. This isn't actually raw. It is made from soy. But the beauty of lecithin is it helps the body convert fat to muscle. It's great for lowering cholesterol levels, and it's going to give our smoothie that nice creamy effect since we aren't doing any cow secretions or dairy in it. I'm going to put in a frozen banana, but now this could be any frozen fruit that you like. We like the bananas for the potassium, and we like to get nice brown bananas and freeze them. Peel it before you freeze it, okay? So I'm going to blend this up very quickly. Ooh. And I just made myself what you'd call breakfast. But you know what? I could have this at any time of the day. I could have it for a snack. I could have it for lunch. I could have it for dinner. And it's this beautiful green color. Here you have all your enzymes, your oxygen, and chlorophyll for the day. All right, so this is, I will often start my day off with a green meal smoothie. I'm going to put this stuff away, and we're going to go on to the next thing. I'm going to make some sushi rolls. Sushi is actually anything with rice, and you could put anything with it. But because we're doing a raw class today, we're not going to even get to use the rice, because that's cooked. And we're not going to do any cooked products today. I'm going to take my wheat berries. And this is going to be my rice. In actuality, it's these sprouted spring wheat berries that we're actually making our Rejuvelac with. I'm just going to take some of the sprouted spring wheat berries, and it's so easy to sprout them. And I'm going to add some sesame oil to them to give them some flavor. And this is going to be my rice. So I'm going to let this sit for a minute. I'm going to add just a tiny pinch of namashoyu to this. And the beauty of raw food cooking, there's no such thing as a mistake in a raw food kitchen. I could put oregano and Italian herbs in it and make an Italian rice if I wanted. I could add curry to it and make an Indian rice if I wanted. It's just going to kind of take on the flavors, as tofu does, of whatever I'm putting in it. And we're going to add salt, very necessary ingredient. I know a lot of people are frightened of salt. But we need salt. We need the right salt. The white salt that you find in the supermarkets is actually going to draw minerals, and it's going to increase your heart rate and whatever. But if you do a crystal Himalayan pink salt or a Celtic gray salt, you're going to really get vitamins. You know, in the olden days, they used to put salt licks out for the cows and the animals so that they got their minerals. So you really do need the minerals. And the next thing that I'm going to prepare and get ready, because I'm going to use these also, are mushrooms. Now, these are just plain button mushrooms, you know, the white button mushrooms. But you could use portobello. You could use any kind of mushroom that you want. And I've got these mushrooms. And I like to marinate in bags. And you can put them in the refrigerator, and they will last for everything. So all I did was put some salt, some of my Himalayan salt in here again, some olive oil, and I let it sit in the bag. And it's going to taste like it's cooked. You could do shiitake mushrooms. You could do portobello mushrooms. You could do any mushroom like this. So I've already started these marinating. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a pâté. And this is where my book comes in. Soak your nuts. Because we actually soak the nuts before we prepare them. And what that does is it breaks down the enzyme inhibitors and the fats. It makes them easier to digest. And where it would normally take you a whole bag to get full, six or seven of them, and you feel satisfied. You really only need to soak them maybe 4 or 5 hours. What I actually do is just soak everything out overnight. I just put it in a jar, put it in my filtered water in my kitchen, and let them soak overnight. So we're going to take these that we've already drained and cleaned. And this is approximately maybe a little over a cup and a half. So I'm going to take these soaked almonds. And I've been asked before, do you blanch them and take off the shell? If you're that kind of perfectionist, go for it. Me, I can eat the shell. I've broken it down. I'm putting these in a food processor with an S blade. The S blade with the food processor. All right. I'm going to add some onion. This is about a half of a medium-sized onion. But here's the deal. Any vegetables you have in the house, if you have any zucchini, if you have, you can add garlic to it. I'm going to add 2 cloves of garlic. And I'm going to add some tomatoes for a little moisture. But you could add anything to this. If you've got some vegetables that aren't looking so beautiful in the kitchen any longer, throw them in with your almonds, and you could do any nut. It doesn't have to be almonds. It could be walnuts. It could be pine nuts. It could be Brazil nuts. I'm going to add a little of namashoyu to this, which you could add your Celtic sea salt or tamari. And this is just a basic recipe, but like I said, you could add Italian spices to it. You could add, you could even put some of the toasted sesame oil in there to give it an Asian flavor if you want it. So now I'm going to blend this up into a paste or a pâté. I want to get all the sides in there. You know what I like to add in mine sometimes, too, because I'm just such a big fan of olive oil. I like to throw in a little olive oil. I like to put a little fat in everything, so I'm going to put a little olive oil in there. You could put avocado in there if you want it. I mean, this is just a very basic recipe that you could take it anywhere you want. So, all right, we've got our little olive oil in there now. Maybe a little bit more of the tamari. And I just made a meal, almond pate. And you can do so many things with this. I'm going to taste a little bit of it for you and see if it's suitable. Mm. I mean, that is so good. What did it take? 5 minutes? Not even 5 minutes to do it?
Lively viewers, thank you for joining us for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll be back with Miss Karen Calabrese on Friday, October 7th for the second part of our show.
So now I'm going to take this almond pate and I'm going to show you all the wonderful things you could do with it.
She'll show us how to transform the pâté into 3 raw vegan dishes that will surely wow your guests and loved ones. Oh, and we'll also make a healthy yet scrumptious dessert to complete the meal. We'll see you then. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with pure joy and spirited inner energy. For more information on Karen Calabrese and staying healthy and forever young through veganism and detoxing, please visit www.karenraw.com. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.